in 1936, an incredible hunt for a mysterious object took place. And in this race to find the mysterious object, Indiana Jones would not be outdone. After many ups and downs, the great adventure to find the Ark of the Covenant culminated with bad guys getting their faces melted off and Indiana Jones getting rewarded for finding the lost Ark. At one point during the movie, Indiana Jones and his friend Marcus Brody are talking about the power of the Ark. And Marcus Brody makes this comment, "An army which carries the Ark before it is invincible." Well, in 1 Samuel chapter 4, the people of Israel had that same thought. They believed having the golden box called the Ark of the Covenant go before them into battle would lead to overwhelming success. But boy, were they wrong. What's very clear in chapter 4 is the absence of any divine consultation and divine help for Israel. Did you notice as you read chapter 4 how no one consulted their new prophet Samuel, who had clearly been speaking on behalf of God? You know, after many years of having no prophet and no real word from the Lord, God was finally speaking to Israel again. But as you see in chapter 4, the religious leaders of Israel, well, they just simply were not listening. Power doesn't come from religious objects, but God's power and God's favor comes from relational trust and humble obedience to His word. The people decided to put their trust in a gold box instead of their covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. They didn't need the ark to go before them. They needed to throw themselves down in front of the presence of God in repentance and listen and trust His word. And the same goes for us today. Today when you pray, please pray for Raina Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Korean Life Word broadcast that's heard in South Korea.